Welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Read and meditate on the Bible with Anil Arana, one small bite at a time.
Hello and welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Today we will reflect on John 12, 35 to 36. Listen. Then Jesus told them, "You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light." When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. In the Bible, light often symbolizes goodness, truth, and the presence of God, while darkness represents evil, falsehood, and life without God. Jesus is the light. As he himself said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus is the source of truth and the pathway to understanding God. In this passage, he warns that the light, his presence on earth, will not be there forever. This creates a sense of urgency. The call to walk while you have the light is an invitation to follow Jesus and to live by his teachings while we have the opportunity. Walking in darkness, as Jesus describes, is living without guidance, without the truth that he provides. It's a life of uncertainty and spiritual lostness. This darkness isn't just physical, it's a metaphor for spiritual blindness. Believing in the light is more than acknowledging Jesus. It's about transforming our lives to reflect his teachings. As children of light, we are called to live in a way that reflects Jesus' love, truth, and goodness in our everyday actions. In our daily lives, how can we walk in the light of Jesus? It starts with our choices, our attitudes, and our willingness to follow his teachings. Walking in the light means seeking truth, showing love and compassion, and turning away from actions and thoughts that lead us into spiritual darkness. Each day is an opportunity to choose the light over darkness, to choose the path that Jesus has laid out for us. May we do this daily. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Bite-Sized Gospel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. For other great content, including live sessions, visit www.anilarana.com.